From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. Austrian officials say they have arrested three people connected to the discovery of 71 bodies of migrants found in a truck trailer on an Austrian highway near the border with Hungary. Officials said early Friday that two of those arrested are Bulgarian, while the third has Hungarian identity papers. Austrian police also say their initial estimate of the number of dead was too low. On Thursday, they announced 20 to 50 victims had been found. On Friday, the number was raised to 71. The victims, 59 men, 8 women, and 4 children, are believed to have suffocated in the refrigerated truck. The chief of police of Austria's Burgenland province, where the bodies were found, said a Syrian travel document was found among the bodies, suggesting that at least some of the victims were fleeing the civil war in Syria. Thursday's discovery of the bodies came as Western Balkan leaders met in Vienna to discuss ways to stem Europe's worst migration crisis since World War II. A boat full of migrants that launched from Libya and was headed to Italy has sunk. Authorities fear as many as 200 people are dead, but an exact count is not yet known. Officials say Libya's Coast Guard rescued another 200 from the doomed vessel off the shores of the Libyan city of Zawara by late Thursday. Security officials said most of the migrants aboard the ship were from sub-Saharan Africa, Pakistan, Syria, Morocco, and Bangladesh. One migrant told Reuters news agency the boat was in bad condition. Authorities say at least 2,400 people have died trying to reach Europe by boat this year, a toll higher than this time last year. This is VOA News. The southern U.S. city of New Orleans, devastated by Hurricane Katrina 10 years ago, is seeing multiple visits by U.S. presidents, current President Barack Obama on Thursday. Former President George W. Bush will visit on Friday, and former President Bill Clinton Saturday. Mr. Bush was president in 2005 when Hurricane Katrina broke through protective levees and flooded the city, killing 1,800 people, destroying 100,000 homes. He is expected to address a crowd at Warren Easton High School, the same place he spoke on the first anniversary. On Saturday, former President Clinton is scheduled to appear at a ceremony marking the anniversary of Katrina's landfall in New Orleans. On Thursday, President Obama hailed the southern U.S. city's revival. Scientists with the U.S. National Aeronautics and Space Administration, also known as NASA, say warming waters and melting ice mean it is fairly certain the planet is locked in to about a 1 meter rise in sea levels by the year 2100. VOA correspondent Steve Herman in Bangkok has spoken to NASA's administrator about the new research and a way to help Asia mitigate the impact of climate change.
NASA Administrator Charles Bolden acknowledges the prediction sounds definitive and ominous, but is the result of decades spent by the space agency in trying to understand climate change and the effects of massive uses of carbon fuels.
We'd still have time to make a difference if we'll pay attention to what the data says.
The data is especially significant for Asia, where more than 150 million people live within 1 meter of current sea level. Next Monday in the Thai capital, the NASA boss will launch, in conjunction with the U.S. Agency for International Development and the Asia Disaster Preparedness Center, a regional 5-year geospatial data for development project called Surveyor Mekong. Steve Herman, VOA News, Bangkok.
Asian markets continued a global rally Friday. Japan's Nikkei index closed up 3%, while Shanghai gained 4.8% one day after closing up more than 5%. Other Pacific region markets were also higher, except for Hong Kong's Hang Seng, which fell 1%. Key European markets fell slightly Friday in early trading after advancing more than 3% the previous day. In a volatile trading session in New York, the S&P 500, Dow Jones, and NASDAQ all gained well over 2%. The U.S. National Security Advisor says the U.S. and China have discussed frankly their differences over the past year as the two nations prepare for Chinese President Xi Jinping's visit to the United States, which will take place next month. Susan Rice is in Beijing, where she met with China's top diplomat, Yang Jiechi, and President Xi.
That's the latest world news from VOA.